David from Pennsylvania asks, is there a relationship or connection between Parshas Bishalach and Tu Bishvat? Well, this year there's a tremendous relationship. They fall on the same day. Aside from that, yes, as in everything, the Parsha that we read usually has a connection to the events of that week, and Tu Bishvat and Parshas Bishalach usually coincide. In Parshas Bishalach is mentioned the fact that God gave Moshe an eitz, a tree, wood, to throw into the bitter waters and turn them sweet. So here we have something that has to do with eitzim, with trees, and also the mon, which represents a sustenance and like fruit, also is mentioned in Parshas Bishalach. And the waters, obviously, of the Kriyas Yamsuf remind us of the fact that Tu Bishvat is the time when the water of the rainfalls go into the tree, and that therefore makes a demarcation line between the old year and the things that grew on last year's rains and the things that are growing on this year's rains, where the sap is coming up from rains that came after Tishrei, after the beginning of this current year.